I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Whew. No more shutdown, and the debt ceiling is raised, but last night's last-minute deal in Congress hasn't lifted all the dark clouds hovering over Washington. Today, President Obama declared that after more than 2 weeks of fiscal paralysis, there were no winners, and he bemoaned the effect that the whole mess has had on our image around the globe.
Probably nothing has done more damage to America's credibility in the world, our standing with other countries, than the spectacle that we've seen these past several weeks. It's encouraged our enemies, it's emboldened our competitors, and it's depressed our friends who look to us for steady leadership.
The good news, said Obama, is we'll bounce back after this. But the deal in Washington doesn't really solve anything. It merely kicks the fiscal can down the road a bit to early February, when the debt ceiling will need to be raised again. Now, it's not unusual for politicians all around the globe to kick the can down the road. You could argue that the European Union has been doing that for the past few years with its own debt crisis. The World's Clark Boyd has covered Europe's economic struggles. So, Clark, the U.S. has been wagging its finger at Europe for the last few years. Does that mean that Europeans are now kind of gloating at the U.S. wobble?
I think gloating might be a little bit too strong. Certainly, the European Union, the United States, they're so tied economically that I think that any sort of gloating was mixed with probably a little feeling of queasiness. That said, we spoke with Peter Spiegel, who is the bureau chief for the Financial Times in Brussels earlier today, and here's what he said.
And there's been a lot of, to coin a phrase, a lot of schadenfreude going on in the Eurozone in the last couple of weeks. You know, people showing up and saying, look, the Americans are just as dysfunctional as we are. And it is that same kind of dysfunction. It is two implacable sides that can't come up with a way forward on the issues of debt and deficit.
So Peter seems to imply there that it's a shared debt and deficit between the U.S. and Europe. What does he mean?
I think it goes back to what I was saying. The economic ties between the Eurozone countries and America are very strong. They hold a lot of American debt. We hold a lot of European debt. So in that sense, the two are closely linked. And also in trade, Marco, the two are the world's two largest trading partners.
So there are parallels between Europe and the U.S. Are there contrasts as well?
Well, I think the biggest contrast would have to be the labor markets themselves. The American labor market, it's still very dynamic. There's still a chance for entrepreneurship to flourish. Where one of the big problems that Europe is dealing with is a very sort of sclerotic labor market. It's hard to hire and fire people. And, you know, that's the big difference still in the United States right now.
So now the Americans join the Europeans in kicking the can down the road. What underlying problems are both sides of the Atlantic just not dealing with? And what does this mean for the future?
Covering the crises in the Eurozone for the last few years, the one thing I've noticed is this, and President Obama has talked about this, governing by crisis, and that's really, I think, what the Eurozone has largely been doing, putting off dealing with deeper underlying structural issues in the economy. But what Peter Spiegel told us earlier today is when you don't deal with those long-term problems, it's really the rest of the world, some of the developing economies and countries that may actually reap the benefits. Let's hear from him again.
Those good middle-class jobs that, you know, both Europe and the United States built their economy on for the last century, those jobs may be going to China and India irrevocably. And that's the real concern, that unless those long-term structural issues are taken care of, and if we're going, you know, crisis to crisis and fighting the short-term fights, that those long-term issues are never going to be dealt with.
So clearly, Marco, it's a question of not America or Europe getting their economic house in order. At this point, it's really a question of both getting their economic house in order.
Today, President Obama seemed really at pains to point out how American actions have had and will continue to have major reverberations in Europe and elsewhere. It's encouraged our enemies, he even said.
After he made those statements this morning, he met with the Italian prime minister. And of course, Italy has been singled out as one of the sickest of Europe's sick men right now. And why are they sick? They're sick because of debt. Mm. And President Obama went out of his way to praise Italy for the way it's been tackling its debt problems.
Well, at least he'll get a nice table at any of Rome's great restaurants. The World's Clark Boyd, thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.